This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has called on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations after the Taliban's insistence that there will not be peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and the president, Ashraf Ghani, is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, a Taliban spokesman, Swail Shaheen, who is also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgents' stance on what should come next in the country on the precipice. During a telephonic news briefing, State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Jelena Porter said, "We call on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations to determine a political roadmap for Afghanistan's future that leads to a just and durable settlement." Tens of thousands of young immigrants in the United States without legal status are now in limbo once again after a court ruling for last week declared the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program illegal. The ruling bars new applicants from being approved, but immigrants and advocates have said that they will appeal. It is the latest twist for the program that offers deportation protections for young immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, which faced a constant stream of court challenges since then. President Barack Obama created it in 2012. Applicants who have submitted their applications hope that the program will once again open up. Pallbearers in military attire surrounded the late Haitian president Jovenel Moise's body in a closed wooden coffin as his funeral got underway Friday, 2 weeks after he was shot dead at a home in an assassination still shrouded in mystery. The bearers placed the polished casket on a die garlanded with flowers in an auditorium, and the Haitian flag was draped on the top of the coffin.